Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:36, it's good morning again to Pádraig.
Hi Audrey, hello again. Well, close to 15,000 tickets have been sold for this evening's Women's Euro qualifier in Cork between the Republic of Ireland and France. It's Ireland's final game in the group, and they're now relying on coming through the playoffs to book a spot at the Euros. Kick-off at Super Value Páirc Uí is at 6 o'clock. We've live radio commentary from John Kenny and Sue Ronan on 2FM, and the game is also live on RTÉ2 television. As part of their training session at the stadium yesterday, the Irish players tried out their Gaelic football and hurling skills. Our soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue has been speaking to an upbeat manager Eileen Gleeson.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we review the game and then we look, obviously France, different opposition as well. But yeah, it's competitive in the squad now, and we know we've got a lot of options in good places.
Katie McCabe comes back. Will your captain start?
Yes, she will. Yeah, she will. So it's great to have Katie back and, you know, Denise back in. We said, you know, before these camps, it's great to have two of them on the pitch together. So, yes, Katie will start.
How important will the crowd be? We're hoping to have a decent crowd. The capacity has been reduced because of the terraces not being used. But how important will the Cork crowd be for this
huge
performance?
I think absolutely huge. And I think we're at something like 14,500 tickets as of today. So hopefully we'll get that up, expecting around 15,000. But even the reception we've had in here in Cork, Tony, it's been phenomenal. Everybody's been super welcoming. The vibe is really positive and we're getting support. Like, we're out, the hotel is fantastic. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it, and the crowd will be a huge help to us tomorrow.
And Friday, of course, then will be the draw for the playoffs.
Yeah.
What are you hoping?
Well, in the first instance, we're hoping we're seeded. Of course, we know it's League C for the first round, but it's that, obviously getting through that first round, but then the second phase. So yeah, focus on, you know, getting that last seeded place is where we're emphasising.
And just clearly, what do you need from the game against France then? I mean, do you want to keep the score down? Do you, like, obviously you'd like to win the game, of course, or score a goal again, but what is the criteria?
Yeah, well, of course we're looking to get points on the board first and foremost and win the game, but the eye is definitely on, you know, every goal matters. I think we're +4 over Poland now, and they play Iceland, but you know, they could easily get points on the board as well. So we have to take care of trying to get the points first, but then definitely being pragmatic around conceding goals.
That's Eileen Gleeson. She seems to be enjoying her trip to Leaside. Maybe the team might return to play another game in Cork at some stage. Also tonight, Shamrock Rovers play Reykjavik at Tallaght Stadium in the first qualifying round of the Champions League. The tie is scoreless from the first leg. Sunday's Euro final between England and Spain was watched by an average audience of 918,000 viewers on RTÉ2 television. That's a 55% share of those watching television at the time. The Republic of Ireland women's under-19s began their European Championship campaign with a scoreless draw against Spain. Defence was key, as Spain had 29 shots during the game, with Ireland failing to register a single effort. The GAA is to consider feedback from counties competing in Divisions 3 and 4 of the Alliance League before making a decision on whether to proceed with introducing a third tier to the All-Ireland Football Championship for next year. The new competition would run alongside the Sam Maguire and Tailteann Cups, with a final to be held in Croke Park. Gavin Devlin has been appointed to the position of Director of Underage Football with Louth GAA. The Tyrone native will oversee their academy development squads, post-primary and Rising Stars programmes. And we mentioned in our commentary from Croke Park on Saturday that the Armagh sub-goalkeeper Ethan Rafferty was heading after their win over Kerry to Cork to compete in the All-Ireland Road Bowling Final. And the trip was worthwhile, as Ethan defeated Tommy O'Sullivan to be crowned All-Ireland champion. And for good measure, his aunt Dervla Toll-Mallon won the women's final. So Armagh on a bit of a roll already. The winner of the Open Golf Championship at Troon this week will take home a slightly increased first prize of €2.85 million. The Open carries the lowest prize money of the four majors, with the RNA's chief executive Martin Slumbers warning about the negative impact on the image of golf if it continues to throw vast sums of money at their events to compete with rival tours. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow will once again represent Ireland at the upcoming Olympic Games, replicating the team that competed in Tokyo. Leona and Stephanie will be taking part in their third Olympics. Rafa Nadal warmed up for the Olympics by teaming up with Casper Ruud for a win in the doubles at the Swedish Open. The Spaniard was returning to competition for the first time since May. Nadal has also entered in the singles, where he's drawn to play Leo Borg, the son of Swedish great Bjorn Borg. Former France international prop Rabah Slimani has signed for Leinster from Clermont Auvergne. According to the Leinster head coach Leo Cullen, his responsibilities will include helping their young front row players learn and develop. And finally, in racing, Willie Mullins will attempt to win a first classic on Saturday, with Lope de Lille set to run in the Judmont Irish Oaks at the Curragh.
Pádraig, thank you very much.